Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Spears. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Angel Miranda. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. And now, play ball. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to second. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jaha strikes out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Miranda. Milligan moves to second. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Mieske. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Lewis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Rafael Novoa now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields the ball and throws to Mesa covering. Safe. Mieske moves to second. Eric Plunk now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Mieske scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Hamilton moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wegman now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plunk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-3 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Nilsson moves to third. Two outs. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Matt Mieske. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. Spears goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 6, Indians, 6. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. B.J. Serhoff now playing right field. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirby tags and scores. Sorrento tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-6, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry DiPoto now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serhoff is 0-for-4 in the game. Serhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Lofton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lofton. Seitzer scores. Serhoff goes all the way around to score. Vaughn moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 8, Indians, 8. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Nilsson is walked intentionally. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jaha strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 4 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DiPoto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 4 in the game. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive towards first. Jaha reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Orozco fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Valentin, who tags Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Alex Diaz pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentin bunts and there's an error on the play. Diaz moves to third. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 9-8, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Kirby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kirby. Valentin scores. Hamilton moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Brewers. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nilsson is walked intentionally. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton scores. Surhoff moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 0 for 5 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Diaz now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now playing left field. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a line drive towards first. Jaha reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to third. Espinoza moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.